Alright guys, it's just me, I'm going solo, so yeah, it's going to be interesting. This podcast, we go over some Aussie Merca cheating. It's been interesting, and DT87's Bucks through was on the weekend, so that was fun. We go over the review, the trades done during the round, and what else? And the ladder. So, hope you enjoy, guys. If I mess something up, don't get angry at me. It's my dad's fault. We're doing this for the third time, and I want to go to bed. So, yeah. All right, so now we're moving on to the moves made during the round. We don't really know where we got up to, so we're just going to start from the 8th of May because the podcast came out on the 7th, so whatever. First up, we got Stars Football Club dropping Zach Smith for Dougal Howard, who he ended up looping on for a 74. Not a bad pickup. Zach Smith set to play in a couple weeks, so maybe my dad will pick him up. Doesn't have a Rockman, so I don't know, maybe. Next up, Stars again, dropping old man Mumford for Holman, who he started on the field for an 83. Not too bad. And Manic Monkeys delisting Sam Wicks for Zach Fisher, who was a loop option, I believe. Wait, Manic Monkeys, yep, looped on a Jack Higgins 88, so not too bad. And then in a last minute hope to get over the line, Disposables delisted Rory Lobb for Luke Valenti, who he put on the field to get Tom Green's 102. So that's all for the trades made during the round. We'll move on to the ladder, I think, next. I don't know. Maybe.
Right, well, that's about the worst review ever.
He's going to cop a fair bit now on that review. That was a shocker.
Alrighty, so the first game for this week is Stars 15-37 getting over the top of Slippery Gypsies 14-53. And if we scroll down, we'll see that so one of the teams had a donut. And you would have thought that the team that had the donut would have lost, I reckon. But if we look down, Stars, donut in the forward line, and still won by 86 points. I know it's a bit embarrassing if you ask me. Anyway, the plus threes for Stars will go with Mills, David Swallow and Timmy Taranto. And my dad said this the first two times we're going to do this. Special mention to Jacob Wiedering, who I should have picked up on the waiver wire when I had the chance. Yeah, just thought I'd say that because he's not here to say it. Anyway, the negative threes, 24 to Jack Revolt, 46 to Crisp, and Who else? Brandon Ellis against Gold Coast first. Who did Gold Coast first? Uh, 73 against St Kilda. Probably expecting a little bit more out of him. Moving over to the other side, Slippery Gypsies, plus three, probably goes to Lloyd, Lions and Parrish. Special mention there to Langford. The negative threes, Bailey Fritch, Lincoln McCarthy, and Bailey Smith, and also Nick Vlosten. Some pretty stinky scores there. Ended up with the Stars win by 86. Next game, the Battle of the Neighbours, I think my dad said. You guys must be neighbours, so sure. And Manic getting the upper hand in the neighbour battle by 12 points. Plus threes for Manic. Dom Sheed, 135. Miller, 119. Kelly, 112. And a special mention down here to Jordan Ngoi. Will he make 106 ever again? We'll find out soon. Negative threes. Akers, 45. Sam Simpson, 46. And still side bottom, who would have had a half decent score if he didn't give away 800 free kicks. Anyway, other side, plus threes for disposables. Rich, 131. Aaron Hall, 133. And Rory Sloan, 113. Not a bad pickup there by new disposables. My dad gone for the youth and has it paid off? Well, we'll see in a couple of years, won't we? Negative threes, Nick Caulfield, 52. Jai Simpkin, 52. And Brody Majacek, 54. Pretty smelly scores there. Just couldn't get over the line. Ended up in a Manic Monkeys win by 12. Next game, Aussie Merker winning by 168 over DT87's 14-22. Plus threes for Merker. 137 to Gaff. 123 to Jones. And 112 to Grundy. Also special mentions there to Darling and Markov, who also got 102 and 103. Negative threes. Corbett and Norton. The key forwards just not getting it done this week. It's always going to happen, though, with the key forwards. Stephen May and also Stephen May with a 56. Moving over to the other side. Plus threes are probably Guthrie, 139. Parker, 113. And Hine and Harms, 100 apiece each. Negative threes, Fogarty, 39. Zach Williams, 28. Absolute spud of a player. Is he injured? Is he not injured? Anyway, 28 is just not good enough. And 65 from a premium, Brody Smith. Just couldn't get the job done there, DT87. Next game, an absolute flogging. Over 300 points. Ponyfish Islanders beating Geelong Vipers by. Plus threes, Mitch Duncan, 135. Crisp, 126. And Maynard, 119. Negative threes, Luke Jackson, who apparently has got a broken pinky and is going to take all the week off when Lockie Hunter might play through with a broken hand. Anyway, Helmet Boy Brayshaw, we spoke a bit earlier about a good pick in Rory Sloan. Pony, mate, I'm not sure this was the greatest pick, giving up Perkins and a second rounder for just Brayshaw. Not sure that was the right call there, but enough to get him over the line by over 300 points. And the other side, plus three, we'll give one to Collier Dawkins. One to Zeeble, and Jesus, not a lot here to be honest. One to Liberatore. Yeah, there's not one score over 100. But if we go down on the bench here, 134 to Darcy Moore. And if I look, all of these defenders played after Darcy Moore. So he easily could have looped him on. Doesn't even have the E on him. But he ended up taking an 85 from Zach Tui. Well, a negative three to the coach there, and a negative three to Jake Stringer and Michael Hibbard. That's just a pretty woeful team, to be honest. But probably going to be good enough this week to get over AJS Hawker. Moving on, Dazed and Confused versus Legless. Dazed and Confused easily getting over the line here by 201 points, 1654 to 1453. Plus threes for Dazed and Confused, Merritt 121, Bontempelli 131, and Billings 137. And a special mention to Rowbottom 115. Negative threes, Walters 47, Nane Kervis 68, and Dustin Martin 67. Probably expecting a little bit, hoping for a little bit more out of them. Moving on to the other side, plus threes. Well, Jack McRae, Caleb Daniel just managed to get to 92 with a massive last quarter. And Hunter Clark. Now, negative threes. One to Lockie Whitfield. 79 against Essendon. Probably expecting a bit more from him. McGrath, 75. It's pretty stinky as well. And O'Brien, 73. So a couple of big guns just not getting it done there for Legless. Moving on to the last game of the round. DT87. Oh, no. I'm so tired. Team Awesome, 15-11 to AJS Hawker, 13-74. Plus threes for Team Awesome. Doherty, 123. Steele, 136. And Amon, 111. And a special mention to Fatboy Hawkins down the bottom here with 107. And also another special mention, just because he's in my classic team and I kept him for 1 more week, hoping he'd go well against Adelaide and his break even would go down. My man Orazio Fantasia. If he could kick straight, he would have made a bloody 120. But, you know, you live and you learn. Negative threes. Devin Smith, 53. Even with no midfield, he still can't score any points. Matt Tabana, 56. Nunes, 52. And Franklin, 47. Moving on to the other side, AJS Hawker, plus threes. We'll go Mitchell, just getting it done again. Main, 106. Lysette, 108. Green, 108. And Impey, 103. Those are the plus threes. Negative threes, Lever with a 26. That's pretty stinky. Gibbons, 45. And I won't give it to Gordon. He's a rookie. I'll give it to Steve Motlop with a 64. That's it for the round review. We'll move on to the moves made during the round, I think. All right, and now we're moving on to the ladder. Ponyfish Islanders sitting on top, 7 wins, 1 loss, 28 points. Just below him, Stars, 1 win behind on 6-2. Mirka, 2 points behind Stars, 5-2 and 1 draw. Dazed and Confused, 2 points behind Mirka with on 5-3. Disposables, 2 points behind Dazed, 4 wins, 3 losses and a draw. DH87, 4-4, along with Slippery Gypsies and Manic Monkeys. DT87 just ahead on the points. And Team Awesome, 3-5 on 12 points. Legless and Vipers on 2-6. But Legless has got him by 580 points on the points four. And AJS Hawker bringing up the rear with a 1-7. But got a chance this week against second bottom. We'll see if we can get the job done. Thanks for listening, guys. I'm going to go to bed now because it's 10:30 and we've done this 3 times. Woohoo!